Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Last night, the Clippers completed the biggest comeback in playoff history. Down 31 at Golden State, they end up winning. Boogie Cousins probably gone for the rest of the postseason with a torn quad. But after the game is where another interesting story took place. Doc Rivers in the postgame presser.
Last thing, shout out to the San Francisco person who at the corner today, I was walking down the street. It's a true story. I reached in my pocket to grab my phone, unbeknownst to me, dropped about $2,000 on the floor, on the street, kept walking, didn't know it. The guy tapped me on the back and said, that's your money. I don't know a lot of places that would happen, but it happened today. So whoever that was, you could have had free tickets if you hadn't ran away. So anyway, thanks, guys.
I have a lot of questions on this. Number one, how many people are walking around with two G's? Is this a Jim Irsay type of thing?
People who are worth $30
million? Two G's. Number two.
Yeah, didn't you see the thing that there are more $100 bills now in circulation than there are $1 bills?
Really?
Yep.
Man, do you, anyone else?
It's the one and only who doesn't
carry
Mike
ones?
Fisher.
Who doesn't carry ones? Do y'all don't, not carry ones?
I don't carry any cash, really.
I had some ones yesterday. I spent them. I got
no cash. I just don't want to go to the ATM.
I mean, I try to.
That's another trip.
I try to subscribe to the Dave Ramsey theory that it hurts more when you pay with cash.
It does.
So you are more, you're
frugal.
You're more frugal. You're more intent and more understanding of what you're losing versus like when you swipe a card, it doesn't feel anything at all.
Why do you think in casinos they use chips and not money?
That's right.
It's chips. Chips have no monetary value in your head.
It feels like it's already gone.
So, yeah.
So, you guys go to the ATM every what? How do you get your cash?
Every month. I get out like spending cash every month. Now, I don't do it well enough on a regular basis, like fast food and things like that. I'll usually swipe the card because it's easier.
You also need $60 on your person at all times.
No.
That's what it costs, right?
No,
50
no.
Nowadays?
Nah. I mean, I'm always packing. So I don't need to worry about cash on hand. I've got that on hand.
Okay.
I mean, I don't
the
always
only thing you're packing.
You know, it depends on what I do. Like, sometimes I'll go to the ATM and just get cash out. If I go to Winstar or something, and I'll just have extra cash. So or
that's the only time before I go to a casino, I get cash out.
And then I'll have cash on me for a while. Sometimes, you know, I'll go to my parents' house. I'll see $20 just laying around, and then if nobody claims it, I'll just take it.
Okay.
Or like, you know, I have money on me. I was at Augusta, right? And I left day two after the rain delay. As I was walking out, someone was like, "Are you going to go back in?" I was like, "No." He says, "Here's $100. Here's your ticket." So I sold him my ticket for $100.
Oh.
So I got that cash. That's where I had this latest cash on me.
Okay.
But I like to carry some.
Okay. Now when you're...
But not $2,000.
When Doc Rivers is carrying around $2,000, what bulk is that? And like, even if it's all 100s, how big is that bulk?
Not that big.
It's 20 bills.
It's not as big as you might think, but it also is big enough that I would think someone would notice it if it came out of your pocket in addition to something else. Now, I've had, you know, a loose bill or something, and you take your wallet out and the bill comes with it. And you don't realize it.
I know, but if you
I don't know how you could do $2,000 worth of that cash and not feel it.
But if you fold over, if you even fold like 21s, that's a decent, bulge.
I mean, obviously 21s, $2,000 bills, you're going to have the same wattage.
Yeah.
And it's a decent wad.
That's a decent wad. That's what I'm saying. Who carries that around comfortably? Well, you carry 21s folded in your front pocket.
Yeah, you won't feel it.
No?
No.
Yeah, money clips do amazing things these days.
Okay. And then to admit it.
Yeah.
Don't publicly admit it. Roy was just hesitant right there to talk about how much he pulled out of the ATM.
Yeah, that's true.
In case he gets robbed. I've noticed the hesitation. Well, don't openly admit it, Doc.
I was surprised that the person gave the money back. Because considering he dropped in Sanford, that person was likely homeless.
Oakland. Was it Oakland?
He said San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah, they probably would stay in San Fran. I can't imagine anybody staying in Oaktown.
Well, that's where Kavanaugh vacations, apparently.
Yeah.
Only person I ever heard going on vacation in
Caviar
Oakland.
Caviar and bullet holes.
Yeah. So that's the Doc Rivers story. Now, every week you come up with a different story over what people
are passing up sex for.
Yeah.
So evidently nobody is getting down in America anymore. I'm surprised people are getting pregnant.
Yeah.
Don't need to. What do you need someone else for anymore?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's always been an option, but nowadays it seems like the options, how familiar we are with everything coming to us, right? We don't go out to the movie theaters anymore. We just sit at home and watch the movies on television. We don't, you know, go out and
they're still in business
and participate in a lot of things. They are still in business.
Yeah, I think that adventures thing will do quite well.
Yeah. It's not quite.
You just had a second child.
It's not quite the same.
You talking about all these other options. That doesn't really apply to you.
Well, not for married men, but for millennials and people who are balancing whether
married men should be having less sex.
Yeah, not more.
Yeah, not more than the singles running around.
I was going to say, don't think just because we had one child 10 months ago means we're having sex all the time.
No, but what we're saying is that in today's world, under 35-year-old married men are having more sex than unmarried. Which is
backwards.
Backwards.
Okay.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So a new study from Declutter shows that a large chunk of the population prefers a clean house over relations. A large portion of these respondents, 56%, said they would rather return to mom and dad's house than to live with someone who is a messy person.
Ooh.
Okay.
You know, mom and dad's. I mean, I assume mine's pretty clean. What is messy defined as, though? That's what I'm wondering. Are you talking about mopping? Are you talking about laundry everywhere? Are you talking about dirty dishes?
Laundry, gobs of stickiness on the counter.
Oh yeah.
And we're talking about the food, not what we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
That's messy to me.
Okay. Where is messy on your priority list? Who freaks out? Jesse Holly would freak out. Roy sometimes surprisingly freaks out or surprise you.
I'm always fine with it because I'm married with three kids.
Yeah, man.
I've got a 12, a 9, and a 5. And my wife thinks that we're about to show our house every Thursday.
Oh, yeah. She wants to live in a Pottery Barn catalog.
No, she's like, we need to get the house ready. We're not staging the house. Just leave the empty box of Cheez-Its where they are.
So they're defining this as anywhere between leaving dirty dishes in the sink or like whiskers around the sink.
Right?
It's just, you know, like just general.
See why I shave everything outside? Everything?
Yeah. You don't have whiskers down there. If you do, you're a nasty cat.
So, like, those. So if you leave dishes in the sink, don't take the trash out, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, but over what period of time? Like, my mom has this rule, like, I can't go to sleep with any dish in the sink. It drives me crazy. And I'm like, no. Long meal, you know, Tim Collins. Almost one of our bosses. I almost wanted to suplex him in Arizona. I'm cooking all the lasagna. We have a team dinner. We sit down. Oh, what, you going to wash the dishes?
Was a hilarious back and forth.
When are you going to clean this up? Well, Tim, be quiet. Yeah. I'll mess with it when I mess with it.
He was freaking out. They're about to show Sticks at Red Rocks.
Yeah,
he wanted to make sure to see it.
So, like, if you're leaving it for 4 days, to me, okay, make 2 days probably max. And are they piled up? If they're piled up and you feel like flies are going to come, that's disgusting. Yeah. You're not living in a frat house. Hair all over the bathroom, that's disgusting as well. That's why I'm so courteous and I go outside. I don't want the stuff around the toilet. I don't want even around the sink.
My bathroom doesn't get cleaned as much as my kitchen. When I'm at home, when I cook, I wash as I go. As soon as I'm done with it, I wash it.
Right.
You know, like, I don't ever leave stuff in the sink. But my bathroom, like, You can't even see the bottom half of my mirror half the time from all the toothpaste that flies on it.
Yeah.
I have toothpaste issues, man. Okay. It flies out of my mouth.
Close your mouth.
Everywhere. Okay. No. Keep that thing open. It's going to drip right down.
No, I'm the same way. I like to see. Yeah. I like to see the teeth.
More than 60% of respondents said tag teaming domestic duties creates a situation where sex is more likely to occur.
All right, I don't understand that. I don't get turned on by, hey, pass the Windex over here.
Look at the way you're moving that vacuum up and down. I want to be your Hoover.
Yeah. I don't get that.
4% of Americans agree that home cleanliness and organization is more important than their relationship to their relationship than their sex life. 80% said they would give up social media for a full year than have a disorganized home.
Depends on what disorganized.
Nearly half of Americans report that keeping their home organized causes them more stress than their job.
You know whose fault this is? One woman. One person.
Martha Stewart?
Nancy Pelosi. Nope.
Pottery Barn?
Nope.
HGTV?
Hillary.
Nope. Hillary. Condo.
Condoleezza Rice?
That freaking Marie Kondo.
Oh.
Marie Kondo doing all this. No, not the head coach of the Browns, Troy.
Oh, sorry.
Marie Kondo.
The Augusta member.
I still do it, though. I still do that folding technique.
Oh, we did, too?
Yeah.
Oh, we did, too.
It's terrific.
It's stuck around.
Now, what's your clean? You've been what?
The folding technique. Just put your shirts in a drawer and walk away.
You've been mysteriously quiet on this. What is your cleaning responsibility divide?
She is responsible for the, it took a while, and she used to be and moan about it, but she is now almost entirely responsible for the laundry, and I am responsible for the dishes, the bathrooms, the sinks, the toilets, which obviously all encompass the bathrooms, and vacuuming.
Okay.
So she did some vacuuming the other day, which was really nice, because she's at home, you know, enjoying all that time off.
Well, yeah. She won that deal.
Yeah.
I was about to say.
All she does is the laundry.
Yeah,
and
but she
got to
fold. I hate folding.
Man.
I hate folding clothes because it takes me five times longer than any normal human should.
No doubt. The folding clothes is the worst. Although you may want to get out of bathroom duty soon. How old's your son?
He is 2.
Oh, you still got time.
And we have not started.
Yeah, when it's time for them to pee, man.
Eggshell
so much pee.
Eggshell paint.
I got it made in the shade. You know what my deal always usually is. When we go out or when we cook, I'll make the majority of the meals. When we go out, I don't care about paying as long as I don't have to mess with a bunch of the house stuff. Made in the shade. I love it. Fantastic.
It's good. It's a good draw.
It's good for now. It'll work for now.
It's a good trade-off.
It'll work till the kid
comes.
Work.
It'll work
when the kid
for
comes,
now.
That don't work anymore.
Boy, he thinks so. Sean, though, if you talk to him off the air, you do believe that you're going to be able to continue this agreement.
He thinks he's his dad.
Even into
it's
the child
world.
You get with a person. This is where you guys mess up in your scouting reports. You guys don't scout enough. You just jump into the draft pick. I do the homework. You got to figure out whether that person goes crazy over cleaning. Whether the mess drives them nuts.
Oh, the mess for
sure.
And
you have to find the person to where it drives them so nuts, they're not going to wait for you to do it. It's like the dishwasher theory. Hey, honey, I got it. You put in a plate angle wrong here. You put in the fork upside down there. Oh,
You think you're reinventing the wheel here, though. You think you're reinventing the wheel of giving them, like, the impression that you're incapable of doing the deed, they catch on to that at some point.
It's not giving the impression that you can't do it. It's getting with the person who has to do it. They physically have to. It's like a crackhead scratching their neck. They have to start cleaning and rearranging it. And that's where you went wrong.
Do you think you've identified that?
Yes.
Oh.
So
she goes nuts on it. Well, that is lucky.
It's not lucky. It's scouting.
This is scouting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.